So I want to play a little word association, if I may.
Okay.
All right. I'm intrigued in your sports because this is where the word association comes from. So if you are the Philadelphia Eagles football team and your head coach in the last five seasons has won your team a Super Bowl, two division titles, and three playoff spots, the word that you use for your football coach is...
Failure.
Exactly. That is failure. If you are in the Detroit Lions organization and you have a football coach that in five seasons had won your team a Super Bowl, two division titles, and three playoff spots, the word you'd use would be...
Immortalized.
Yeah, very good. There you go. Your word association. Man.
That's Philly.
Isn't that the ultimate what have you done for me lately?
It is.
I mean, they had a tough season this past year, 4-11-1. I get that, but
right.
All things considered and taken into account of what went on this year,
right?
Don't you get a little, we'll let that one go, Doug. You know, come back next year and we'll figure you'll be okay.
I understand they're disappointed. Everybody's disappointed their quarterback didn't work out. I think the guy they drafted, Carson Wentz, I think they're disappointed about that one. But
They went back and forth on quarterbacks, didn't they? A little bit,
They did. But, I mean, come on. He still got you your first championship. It was just a few years ago, too.
Yeah.
I understand that. Well, to bring it home for me, there are many Pittsburgh Steelers fans who want Mike Tomlin retired and to resign, and he just won a division title. Now, he hasn't won a Super Bowl in 12 years, but, I mean, he's still winning. It's all relative.
Yeah, it is relative. I mean, heck, for a Lions coach, you wouldn't have to win a Super Bowl. Just win a playoff game and you might be immortalized,
right.
Let alone a Super Bowl.
So does this mean the Lions will be bringing in Doug Peterson for an interview?
Hey, what a resume he's got.
Yeah, he's out there.
He's out there. He's available now.
Right.
Fresh off the firing line. Why not?
If they decide to keep Matthew Stafford, I bet you he wouldn't mind having Peterson, who's an offensive-minded coach.
Mm-hmm. I like to think somebody in the Lions organization took note of that.
Speaking of that, I'm hoping the Lions took a good look at last night's game. Maybe they can, if he somehow lands to them with the 7th overall pick, I hope they pick up Devontae Smith, wide receiver, somebody for Stafford to throw to, other than TJ Hockenson.
Yeah, I mean, as much as you want to count on a guy like Kenny Galladay, you know that unfortunately...
Might not be able to pay him.
Yeah, that's the question.
Right.
Yeah, it could have been some future Lions last night in that football game.
Oh, yeah.
I think Alabama may have been able to defeat the Lions.
Saban is quoted as saying his best team ever.
I can't argue with that.
I think that would be a surprise.
It might be. They were just unstoppable. That offense was unstoppable. There's nothing anybody could do to stop them. They just couldn't. Couldn't even slow them down. You couldn't even contain them.
After the first quarter.
Yeah.
First quarter is fairly close, and then they blew it wide open.
Yep.
Once you get going, you get going. Well, another football season in the books for college. For our Lions, of course, another football season is in the books. For other NFL teams, the season goes on.
By the way, we didn't mention that Jim Harbaugh coming back for another five seasons, so we'll be hearing his name and his interviews a lot on WSGW.
That's right. Took a 50% pay cut, is that here?
Yes.
Although there's some incentives built in that we add back.
You do well, you'll get paid well.
Yeah, right.
What a concept.
Beat Ohio.
Yeah,
win the conference.
And we'll restore your full salary.
That's right.